Yo, it's episode 333. I think, I'm pretty sure. I screwed up all the episode numbers and just fixed it yesterday. If you missed yesterday's episode, and, well, not all the numbers, but for like the past like week and a half.
Ooh, yeah, that was some blizzard yesterday.
And now it's cold as fuck out. I'll be at Governor's Long Island tonight and tomorrow. If you're anywhere near here, please come. I don't know, it's going to be hard, I think, because it's so fucking nasty out, but I don't know. People want to leave the house still, right? States with legal pot vow to fight Attorney General Sessions' marijuana memo. Well, good for them. I guess it's this Sessions business is good for all the weed dealers that don't want to have to get like a job at like, if it stays illegal, because it's not, it's never going to be illegal. It's like going to be the illegal thing, and then these it won't go corporate. I think if it gets legal in enough places, like it's already at the West Coast, if it gets hits the East Coast, that's when you get enough of these states going with pure recreational, corporations come in. Right now it's independent contractors, you know? So maybe it's good for the business. You want Walmart in charge of that? No thanks. Comcast fired 500 despite claiming tax cuts would create thousands of jobs. Why would I don't understand why a tax cut would create a job. I mean, I took economics many years ago at a community college, and I have an accounting degree, but I haven't used it since 2010, and I only used it for 6 years. So, I still, if a company has more money, they're supposed to give that money to the stockholders. It's publicly traded, right? They don't say, "Oh, we got more money, let's hire another person." I don't think they try to not hire people. Have the least amount of people that they can have. They don't want to be like, "Hey, let's have some extra." I don't think that's like ever a goal. I feel like this has already been tried, right? If that worked, I'm not saying raising taxes. I don't know. I'm not saying I have an answer. I'm saying the idea of we cut taxes and everybody's got more money. Well, I feel like if that worked before, why wouldn't we just always? We would have no taxes at this point. We should be keep cutting them, and then everybody will be millionaires. The whole thing's fucking ridiculous. AT&T sued over layoffs after promising more investment because of tax cut. Same deal. All right. FBI accuses white supremacist of terror attack on Amtrak train in rural Nebraska. Oh, the white supremacists. What's there at? I mean, no rational people gets their deal. Nobody does. Yet they hang in there. They keep on going. The white supremacist. And there's different kinds of them. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and say, not a fan. I think there's white people, there's the racist, the racist kind. That's a certain amount. It's probably, I mean, I don't know what the percentage is. And then I think there's the other kind that wish they were the only not racist white people around a bunch of racist white people, and you get to be the non-racist hero. I think a lot of white people have that fantasy, which is also probably sort of racist in its own way. Then there's me, who's above the fray, because I recognize those things and I think I'm better than everybody. Oh no, I don't know. Maybe we'll, I don't. Why am I getting into race? I'm an idiot. Well, because we're talking about white supremacy, so just talking about white people. But why are you attacking an Amtrak train, though? Is that some kind of you guys listen? Wake up, white people in the quiet car. There's problems going on, and it's the non-whites. We got Muslims to deal with, and black people. We're gonna take this train, and what are you even gonna do with the train? It's on a track. You can't take it someplace else. It's just gonna go to the place. I don't think they thought that through. You would think the white supremacists would be, if nothing else, good at planning, right? You have to organize. You have to your tiki torches and they match your khakis and all that. They show up to events sometimes. You think that, you know, you're gonna hijack a. Maybe a bus. A bus you can take. You have an unlimited option. Well, you're limited to the ground. But, you know, plane, that's tough. No one's expecting a white supremacist to hijack a plane. And that gets people really upset. But a train, there's not much you can do. Or were they trying to destroy it? And then people would be like, okay, now I see these guys' point. Terror attack on... The FBI says an armed 26-year-old Missouri man. To stop an Amtrak train in southwest Nebraska in order to... this person's killing black people. So he's going to stop the train. Yeah, I'm going to say this guy is, didn't think that all the way through. I'm a white supremacist, okay? I hate black people. How do I get, how do I get my message out there? Let me go, see, Nebraska, you know, because a lot of breaking world news comes out of Nebraska, and I'll stop an Amtrak train, and people say, hey, why'd you do that for? I say, hey, because I'm a white supremacist. I'm like, well, let's listen to this guy. He's obviously very passionate. He stopped the train over it. Well, I guess I really stuck it to the white supremacists to day. Now this stuff I read yesterday. Oh no, this is tragic. Elderly woman goes outside to seek husband. Both die in extreme cold in Exeter, Ontario. Oh, it's very sad. But. I think as an elderly couple, you kind of want to go out together, right? I'm not saying that's you. But here, freezing to death is also a very peaceful way to go. Not saying this, but stay inside if you can. You know what's inside? Governor's Comedy Club, where I'll be tonight. 8 o'clock show. And tomorrow night, 2 shows. That's very safe in there. Be warm. Have yourself a nice cup of tea. Have yourself, maybe have a some kind of alcohol, and then have a tea as well. Or coffee. I'm a coffee person. Don't really like tea. All right. This has been another shitty episode. 333. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.